Can you please welcome, with thunderous applause, our Vice President of Student Life, Randall DeMint. Oh, hi. That was the awkward, wasn't it? Okay. Randall DeMint. By the way, your shoe game is really high today. Thank you.
I like that. That's all my wife.
That's good. Hey, me too. Picks out your clothes?
Yes.
Happy wife, happy life. Now, before we get started on your questions, don't look so nervous, okay? Let's go back in time. That is a fine-looking man. Was that your freshman year, you think?
No, we used to wear ties for our pictures. So I think that was probably junior year. That was probably junior year.
Max looks a lot like you. Is that strange?
Yeah, he hates that.
He does. Feathered hair is the way to go. How cool was feathered hair in the 80s?
You know, feathered hair was everything. There was a time, our freshman year, where we shaved all this off. We had a mullet before mullet even had a name.
Well, let's go to the next picture. Tell me who's in that picture. One of them is a board member.
This was before he learned how to hypnotize people. The guy standing.
This guy right there, Rob.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Wilkinson, right there. Yep. Okay. And here you are. Holding the football. Are you holding the football?
Maybe.
I think you are. So you're from Roswell.
Went to high school in Roswell.
Nobody's seen the film. How good were you?
Like our team or me personally?
You personally.
I was really good, Dave.
I thought so. Yeah, it's really good. Everybody was good in the 80s. Yeah. Yeah, that was wonderful. Did you wear the thigh pads up to your chest?
Yeah, where you had to put them in the pants.
That's really good. People don't even know.
No.
This guy, by the way, was my next door neighbor in Johnson Hall. Do you know that?
Which one?
Danny. I mean, Donnie.
Donnie, yeah.
Okay, right there. It's cool.
Yep.
There's a lot of cool people. Tell me about this fella. Some people may not remember except the adults.
Fred.
And he was in a drama group with Rose Johnson. Do you remember that?
Nope. That was after I left, I think.
That's
really?
Yes, you are older than me by a lot. Not really.
He was our chaplain.
He is a great dude, always smiled. And what's up with the glasses?
Yeah, that was 80s.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Everybody loved that. Now, this next slide. Do y'all not feel like Randall's putting out the vibe? I mean, let's just say that.
What's up?
So, okay, let's be honest.
Explain.
So that was right before I went to college. That's in my parents' living room.
And that's so gross. Who was in there then that you...
Huh?
Just... It looks like you're like... Who were you looking at?
Yeah, it's nice. Just my look. I just...
That's a lot. That's just my look's what I did. Put out the vibe all the time.
Yes, and I will be honest, because you said go find pictures. So I found the picture, and really, once you sent it back, that's when I saw the hearts on it. So I did not plan...
I asked him that this morning. I said, I'm going to ask you about the hearts. Are those added... Or those actually hanging? No, they are added. What?
I don't know where
that
they
had
from.
To be like stamps, right?
No, I think I grabbed a post and I didn't realize there was hearts on it.
I love that, and you have a little bit of the beginnings of a mullet. It looks like a little dark right there. That's
you can tell I'm clueless. Look at me. That I had hearts around me.
That's good. Well, they're very good. All right, so. Here's going to become another tradition, because this man right here is in charge of all of student life. So when you hear an announcement and they say, hey, show up here. I mean, you got to give money to that. The Gold Stripe, is it going to be a discount price on Monday?
I don't know.
Is it free coffee? Because this is going to make a difference for me.
For after chapel?
No, like Monday, Gold Stripe.
Yeah, it's free.
Ooh. When coffee is free. Oh. You can applaud for that. That's good. It was one of the Fisher kids. He has no idea if it's free. He's like, it's free. So now I'm going to get in trouble. It'll come out of the president's account. Okay, so This is what you've given your life to. Ken Jones, two presidents ago, invited you to come be a part of Students. Now you're the vice president of Students, Student Life. Why is this so important to you?
Student life or the vocation? You know, I was dean of students for 5 years, and then I went to alumni for a year. And I was thinking that was 20 years ago because we were celebrating the 50th anniversary. And I think student life is, it's messy, the things you deal with. And then when I went to alumni for a year, there was part of the messiness that I think what I missed. And, you know, my job now, it's really cool because I've got an outstanding team. Just to let them go and see how it comes together, really to benefit these people right here.
Yeah, so alumni, they kind of have it hopefully all together and you see the end product, but I love that you love the messiness. So is there any student who's ever come through here except, you know, let's say Jeff Carey, that was perfect?
No.
No, not even Jefferson Carey?
Well, I wasn't Dr. here Jeff when Carey. I see Jeff was, it was before me.
And now he's the dean of students.
Yeah. So I heard he was perfect, but I didn't get to experience his perfection.
Pretty much so. So student life, is it more than just, hey, show up to Gold Stripe or, you know, let's go play basketball? What happens when students start interacting together?
Well, first let's talk about what student life is, because I think sometimes they think it's the people in an office up there, but you've got recreational life, you've got public safety, you've got the health clinic, counseling, and then you've got the RDs and housing and all of that. I think it's, I kind of talk about student life like it's an iceberg, because I think people see maybe the parties and the fun that are above the surface. I don't think it always shows how hard everybody's working to really engage students, provide a framework for which they can thrive, to get resources to them when they need help, and how do you work proactively in that?
So being an RA at one point with Dr. Estep, and everyone lived in the dorm, and I know things have changed. We had a lot of fun in the dorm. It's probably why it needs to be renovated. Now we got to have, you know, everybody has to have their little quads and stuff. But we enjoyed that, and we had how many phones? Do you remember this?
There was one in the lobby. You could plug one in, I guess, in your room. But we didn't have air conditioning either.
No. Oh, wow. I forget. Yeah. Yes. Don't even. You're like, oh, my word. And we liked it. We liked it that way.
We didn't have cable either, so.
No, we had one phone. We had a ping pong table.
We sound really old. We should talk about something else, Dave.
I don't know what's good. But how did it, just personally, you left and you came back. How did the LCU experience affect you?
Like, when I was walking through it, you know, look back at that time, the university was young, probably struggling some, but the relationships were what you took with you. I mean, it was about who you spent your time with, you know, finding those people that make you better people. And
we didn't have an option. Like I said, we had one payphone, but we would just hang out. We couldn't hide in rooms. I guess you could have, but usually somebody would come and knock on your door. The food is, I don't care what y'all say, the food is so much better today.
Oh, yeah.
Can we give a hand to Randy and his folks? We don't even need to go into that. But y'all done a really good job making the experience better. So there's a lot of things that I hear from people, and you hear people too. You're like, hey, why can't I just go to class? I don't want to come in here to chapel and do all this stuff. Stop making announcements. I'm not going to go do anything. Why do y'all try so hard to get people to be involved with student life and to reach out to, you know, our campus guides, mental health help? Why do y'all try so hard?
Well, I think when you say student life, how do we get them to engage with student life? Really, the goal is to help students engage with one another, provide them the resources. I thought about this the other day. We talk a lot about we walk with you, and I think that is important. I think a component of that is helping students walk with one another.
And that's true. My parents told me when I left, by the way, did your parents bring you to college or did you just leave Roswell?
No, my parents brought me. I sat in the parking lot. I'd seen my dad cry one time before that, and we're sitting in the car, and I'm about to get out, and I look up, and both of them are crying. It was awful.
Welcome to college, son. See you later. Your dad didn't smoke. It sounds like he did. So my dad was crying in Louisville in our boat, by our boat. We spent so much of our life, and they put me in a truck, and I drove all the way here. And nobody, you know, let me out. I had all my stuff in the back of the truck.
I think my parents loved me more than yours loved you.
Obvious difference in love. But relatively, it was kind of on us, and we were caught so well. Don Williams, which I make jokes about all the time, he still says, "Walk with me, son," to people like us. And he gave me my first zero, and he taught me a lesson with it. Who are some of the professors you can still remember to this day that impacted you, that walked with you?
I was a business major. I was not good at accounting. I had an accounting professor, Krista Dobbs.
Oh my word. I've heard horror stories.
Yeah. I mean, she scared me to death. But I remember I graduated in December, and in February, my father died, and I got a card from Krista Dobbs. I got a card from the cashier at the window. Just people that are there that you don't even really fully realize how much they are there.
So with your students and the student, and we have some of the same mutual friends, but some of the people you met here, give me a couple of lifelong friends that you still have.
Oh, John Lott, Scott Marshall, Troy Fox. I mean, I could go on and on. We don't necessarily see each other all that much, but when life happens, you know, you have those phone calls, and that's your people.
That is so awesome. So my parents would say the people who are going to be in your wedding more than likely will be people you meet at this stage of life. Is that a truism?
Yeah, that's true. And at this point in life, those are the people that are going to be at the funerals when your parents die and all that. I mean, we've walked 35 years together that you look back at those pictures, and you never envision being at a point where anybody could walk with you that long.
Mm. You know, one of the cool things yesterday at church, when David Stewart died, and I won't talk a lot about it because a lot of people in here get emotional. What a great man. We went to school with his sons, and I looked at Jonathan. I saw him from behind, and who did he look like?
He looked like his dad.
He looked like his dad. I'm like, Jonathan, I got to tell you this, man. Your dad was awesome. You know you look like him. Yeah. But teary eyes, incredible hugs. And people who've lost our dads, it was cool to be able to go to those guys and say, hey, we know. And those are relationships that have been, oh my word, 80s. I mean, it from the 80s on, over 30 years, and to be able to be there at that moment. They chose to be at church. Yeah. And the people who surrounded them after church were people they walked with here when we had a younger university.
And I think the cool part about that wasn't, there's a lot of people that maybe I didn't hang out with during my time here, but it's funny because that has facilitated relationships later on in life.
Yeah, it makes a difference. So I'm going to give you, we got about just a few more minutes. Man, we try really hard to get these students, first of all, to look up and be involved in here, to not carry their phones as much as possible into the cafeteria and actually look around and say, hello, my name is. It's frightening. Sometimes it's scary. It's a lost skill somewhat with this generation. What is one encouragement you could give them to just go all in, even if it feels awkward, because everybody feels awkward at this point, and to be involved? What would you say to them?
I think a lot of times, and maybe we say it, or maybe it's perceived when we talk about involvement, that it has to be some kind of structural involvement. I mean, organizations are great, do all those things. Part of being involved is just being present with one another. Your involvement could be in your academic department. Your involvement could be the residence hall. It could be the rec center. It could be who you have class with. And for those of you that have the class app, the goal of that is to use technology to drive students together, to help them be present with one another.
So if they try out for something, too, it happened, I think, to both of us. It did for me. The first thing I tried out for, I didn't make it. And I'm like, oh, my word. I'm a failure. And as we've talked about here a bunch of times, we have the gift of failure when you're at this point in life. So a kid tries to be involved, student, you know, like social club's not for everybody, intramurals is not for everybody, you can find your place. But what if they try something and fail? What would you say to them?
Keep trying. I think a lot of times, and if you're a freshman, I think, you know, maybe the messaging that you've grown up with your whole life is, oh, you're going to go to college, you're going to get involved. It takes time. For some, it may be right at the first week. For some, it may take two semesters. And I've known students, it was their sophomore year before they really felt like, I mean, they had their people, but it's like, this is the place. Stay after it. Look for community wherever you can find it, because there's plenty of it here.
That's awesome. Guys, I think you hear from both of our hearts. We're so glad you're at LCU. If you're returning or if you're a freshman, and we want you to be involved because it does make a difference. Okay, so you get to, any way you want to, you get to do the magic dismissal. So what are you feeling today? Are you feeling sassy? Are you feeling loud? Hold on. Let's go back.
Go back to that picture.
Which picture? Okay, wait. Oh. Can we go? Oh, I'm going the wrong way. Hold on. Oh, I'm going to the riding carnival. What am I doing? Wait. Can you put a picture of him up, please?
Go back to the heart picture.
Heart picture. Oh. Heart picture, please. Oh, there you go. It's up.
Okay. Let me see. Bow, 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 bow. Ba-da-ba-da. You are dismissed.
Oh, yeah.